University.
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 Hello, you're listening to Extra Extra, Euron's comedy news show, in which we take a slightly more unorthodox look at the news of the week. I'm Ella Vodrinska, and joining me, as ever, it's Abby Houseman.
Hello!
We're going to be here taking you through the biggest news stories of the week, as I say, in a slightly more unorthodox way. I feel like I should warn anyone who's new to the show, when I say unorthodox, I mean unorthodox.
If you're expecting actual news, there is some of that. But less than you may expect from a new comedy. It's more comedy than it is news,
yeah,
going to be honest.
This is very much, I feel, an insight into how my mind works.
Yeah.
And how we get on as friends.
Definitely.
And how we talk. We've just sort of been pushed kind of in the bracket of news.
Yeah.
Which, admittedly, I know nothing about. We record on a Monday and our shows go out on Wednesday. Since Wednesday last week, I spent 3 days in Bruges. One day secluded in a radio station, and now it's Monday, so I know no news.
You've been in like an isolation chamber with people speaking Flemish around you. You're like, I don't understand.
I don't even speak Flemish. The one thing I remember about...
I wouldn't expect you to. that would have been amazing if you kept that quiet from me. I'd be like, wow. What other hidden talents may you have?
Magic. I can make a kazoo sound without a kazoo. So this is a comedy news show. Emphasis on the comedy, less emphasis on the news, because
we try our best.
I mean, you say we. Abby tries. Abby, who was just brought on as basically a guest,
just
as filler.
A filler guest.
Filler. I mean, I love you, Abby, but that's how this started.
Yep.
Brought on as a guest, and then now has become regular panelist.
Yep.
And news sourcer.
Yeah.
Researcher is probably the word.
They are often called, but quite like news sourcer.
News sourcer. Credits.
It sounds a bit more, you know, a bit more fun.
Yeah. News sourcer. Abby. News ignorer. Ella.
Sounds like there needs to be a news teacup as well. Sorry.
That made you laugh.
Really did.
We'll get on to the news of the week. And kicking things off, we're going to start with a big topic, which I feel like we have to say, it is definitely news this. So, starting us off tonight, why has Germany been left curious, not frustrated?
This is the news that Mrs. May, our Prime Minister, went on a little holiday this week to Germany to go meet the Chancellor Angela Merkel and to talk about Brexit. The biggest news story of possibly the last 2 years now.
Love Brexit. Cannot wait
Brexit
to talk
content.
More about Brexit. I say that as someone who's very interested in Brexit, but they're just everywhere.
I think it's just the fact that none of the news seems to be like new news. It's just a lot of people going to different European nations and standing on a very similar podium and going, just saying the same things over and over again.
It's the same podium.
Maybe the news clips they use, they just have filmed one and they're like, oh, we'll just edit it in.
Yeah.
We'll just edit the flags. You can do a lot in Photoshop these days.
I mean, I can't, but people who work with it can.
People can.
In the
I'm not meaning you, I'm saying Ella, you personally. This is a conspiracy you created.
Ah, you've caught me. I'm actually in charge of all of the media across Europe.
All of it.
All of it. Well, actually, it doesn't
exist. Rupert Murdoch has nothing on you.
Nothing. He is just one of my minions. I've put in place as a scapegoat. I am the real brains behind everything.
Ooh.
Which is clearly a lie, because I couldn't think of a way to finish that sentence. I'm like, I can't be the brains of anything,
well,
let alone everything.
I think that means you're good at delegating. I mean, you've already delegated to me to be your news researcher.
All I do now is sit here and make puns.
I didn't even realise. It's part of your plan.
See, this
part
is
of your
the
conspiracy.
Thing. I'm very good at manipulating people. I like... I mean, this is not news and it's not funny, but it is true. I really like manipulating people when they don't know they're being manipulated. And then I sort of get my way and they think it's their idea and it makes me so happy.
Can you deal with Brexit, please? Can you do that
with
the entirety of Europe?
I would love that job. I feel like, I mean,
You have opinions on it.
I have opinions.
Very definite.
I'm sort of left of the left. I do not think most of the people in this country would agree with my policies on the Brexit. They'd be like, hey, let's open the borders.
But
let's give everyone free maracas.
I think most people might be on board with the free maracas. People love free things.
That's true.
You've never seen a fight until someone brings out a t-shirt cannon at a concert. Chaos. for like quite a plain t-shirt.
I've never been to a concert where they bring out a t-shirt cannon.
It was
actually, I lie.
Ooh.
At Poacher, the Scout and Guide Camp 2017, Diversity performed on stage to a crowd of about 5,000 people in a field. And they brought out t-shirt cannons, but we were so far away. Like,
yeah,
you've got 5,000 people there. Not everyone's getting a t-shirt, mate, clearly.
No, you are like three rows back at best. And then
I mean, I was on the other side of a hedge, so I really didn't stand a chance. Saying that, I did accidentally become part of their security detail because I walked past wearing a high-vis jacket. And they were like, hey, you, can you just, like, join the blockade? And I was like, yeah, of course. That get to keep people out of the way so they could get on the bus.
That must happen to so many people, though. Because if you wear high-vis, like, you're automatically in a figure of authority for, like, no other reason than people can see you. And they're like, well, you must know what you're doing.
Just wear my high-vis all the time now and people just keep trusting me with things.
You keep on, that's how...
Just think if I just wander around, like, number 10 Downing Street with a high-vis, they'll just give me Brexit.
Yep. They'll be like... Look, it's even got your name on it. Like, we'll just, like, embroider it on, and then they're like, well, clearly we're going to give you all the responsibility.
You've no idea how much I now want a high-vis with my name embroidered on it.
We will make it work. Extra merch is just high-vis jackets with your name on them.
Oh, we could each get high-vis jackets. It could be, like, New Saucer and News Ignora. Oh. Cracking. So, Brexit.
Yeah, back onto the news.
What are the main points that have come up in the Brexit negotiations?
It's a lot of the same
see what
things.
I did there? Just see what I did there. I don't know the answer to this question, even though I'm hosting this quiz. I give it to Abby.
It's a lot of the same stuff as usual. Single market came up, which in a beautiful way, like sort of reverse have the cake and eat it too. It's a bit like...
They ate the cake and then had it.
No, they were like, I don't want the cake... But you can't have it either. So we're not going to be in the single market, but we want to have access to the single market as much as possible, which makes no sense. Like, those are opposing things. I've written better history, like, essays than this.
But will there be cake?
Unconfirmed of yet.
That's all I really care about.
I mean, I can send some emails to Downing Street.
Please.
We can get... what sort of cake would you like?
Chocolate, obviously.
Chocolate, okay.
Caterpillar, maybe.
Oh, that'd be adorable.
A Brexit-themed caterpillar cake.
It's just...
When I was on the ferry to Bruges, because I went to Bruges, guys, I'm middle class, I... Sorry.
That's how you know you've reached the heights. You're like, I can eat Belgian chocolate.
In the spectrum of middle classness, I have been to Centre Parcs, but I've never been skiing. So I'm like, lower middle class. I was on the ferry to Bruges, and they had these... They were selling these mermaids, these like toy mermaids, which I don't know why.
In the North Sea?
The ferry was.
Well,
I don't
the
think
ferry
mermaids.
Was, but the mermaids is what
but,
I'm wondering well, about.
The thing is, these mermaids, they were like Union flag themed.
Oh.
And I'm just like, Brexit mermaids.
The one thing that
as
does...
they sell these things on a ship that is going abroad. I don't understand this. I went to Italy a couple of years ago, just before the Brexit vote. Because again, lower middle class. It was a coach holiday, but I went to Italy, so it just balances out. And there were all these people on there who were like talking about how they were going to vote leave in the referendum.
And you were trying to coach with them.
Yeah, and like at that point, the innocence of pre June 23rd, we all thought that, like, people were going to vote leave, and there was no way we were actually going to leave. I mean, that ship has sailed. But all these people, you know, talking about how they didn't like Europe and how they hated Europe and they don't want to be part
but
of Europe.
But we want to visit.
And they're all on a coach holiday to Italy. Go, what are you doing?
You have to go through a lot of Europe to get to Italy as
well.
It's not close.
It's close than Poland. Went to Poland as well. Also on a coach holiday.
Did you get trapped on a coach? It sounds like you've been like locked into it and
yeah,
they're like,
so
right, we're going to Poland now.
I am an illegal immigrant, but I'm trying to get out of Britain, so I just keep finding coaches
and hoping
they'll take
smuggle
me places.
You out.
Yeah.
And they do, but they always return. You're like,
I know,
damn
it's
it.
It's so annoying.
Forgot
I'm just
about
like,
that
there,
bit.
Just there in the hold with all the suitcases and keep bringing me back. Point is Brexit.
It is. There was also the usual stuff about no deal rather than a bad deal, which also seems to be odd.
You say no deal or bad deal. Do you think maybe we should just put all these options in a box?
Yes.
Give them to Noel Edmonds and let Theresa May just decide.
We could have... Okay, so Theresa May's in the middle.
Yeah.
Red telephone to Juncker on the other line.
Yeah.
And then all the MPs... are just behind the boxes. And you can separate them. You have Conservatives on one side and Labour on the other. You can have a sprinkling of Greens and UKIP or whatever. Have a nice range. And then you get to decide Brexit via that. Because it would make more sense than what we're doing at the moment.
To be honest, yeah, it would make more sense because what they're doing at the moment is just so stupid and nonsensical and cyclical and ridiculous. And we're not getting anywhere.
We're not getting any new information. And that's very, very frustrating for everyone involved, apart from Angela Merkel, who finds it curious. But then again, she doesn't really have much to worry about. She's got a lot going on in Germany because they don't have a government at the moment. But that's a whole other news story.
But then it would make the decision for May so much easier because it just, you'd get it.
Yeah.
But then also, the general public would be so much more interested in it if it was a game show hosted by Noel Edmonds.
Also, give him something to do.
What is he doing at the moment?
He's gone off the rails. He was a dog psychic or something for a while. He's done some really weird things, Deal or No Deal finished, and his brain just went...
finished?
Yeah, they don't...
I thought I was making a topical reference.
No, I think they don't do
that. My bad.
Deal or No Deal anymore. I thought they finished it, and he just kind of went a bit... bit stir crazy, a little bit. He decided to follow some other career paths involving dog psychics.
His inner personality came to reflect the flamboyance of his shirts. I like the idea of him just living in a caravan with Mr. Blobby.
Just sat there, and he's making cups of tea. Oh, it'd be really sweet.
I might send this to him and be like, no, look, here's how you get back on track. Deal or No Deal, Brexit style. See, we've just solved Brexit. Why don't they let us in charge? Let us in charge.
That's probably why.
They're like, Ella, look, I appreciate the fact that you've got a high-vis jacket and you've... I like your ideas. You're an ideas girl, but you don't use verbs. So...
Also, you're only lower middle class and I'm not sure they pun for that. We need to get you, on maybe a plane at least once. That would tip you over the edge.
But I went to Budapest where we then it was visiting the wackiest person I know. So it was I'm approaching middle classness. Oh no, we're sat on a train going out to the middle of nowhere to eat fried things on a bus. Suddenly takes the middle classness away. Everyone else goes to the freaking sauna there. Well, no, we went to a bus, a London bus.
What?
At the side of the Danube.
Secret
in Budapest.
Brexit. Secret Brexit headquarters. Clearly.
That's what started this whole thing.
Oh, dear.
Boris Johnson's just hiding out in there being like, they'll never find me. There's nothing written on this bus. Brexit. It's a thing. Let's move on.
There's some news about it.
I feel like if you want actual news on Brexit...
You wouldn't come here.
Yeah, I appreciate that you probably do want actual news on Brexit. I want actual news on Brexit. I will say, as the host of this show... Don't come into Extra Extra for news on Brexit.
We've got ideas.
We've got opinions. We've got holidays abroad, mostly on coaches. But have we got facts? No. We haven't. Check out the BBC or Guardian or Telegraph or news outlet of your choice. We're just here for the jokes. We're just the ideas, people. Put us in a high viz and we're flying. So none of us really know what's going on with Brexit, and it's this sort of moment where you're like, oh, if only we could just see into the future, see how it's going to end up and work back from it. With that in mind, what event this week has allowed us to potentially see into the future?
This is the fun and wacky news that a man named Noah has apparently time travelled backwards from the year 2030, and he brings news from the future.
I'd just like to say, very much... highbrow, lowbrow here. That transition.
Seamless.
Hey, let's talk about Brexit. Then we go to Noel Edmonds. Then we go to a guy called Noah claims to time travel. I love this story. I genuinely love this story.
It is fantastic. And people are mystified by it. So this is Noah. He's 25 years old. I think he's American. And he claims he's a time traveller from the year 2030. The reason why he's in the news is because he passed a polygraph. Some people filmed it for a YouTube channel called Paranormal Elite. And they filmed it, and they
My YouTube channel would be called Paranormal Lower Middle Class.
Branding.
It's all about the branding.
You know, you wanna have that at competition levels. You're like, we'll aim for the lower middle class people. Don't worry. But yeah, so they filmed it and they asked him questions like, are you from 2030? And he said yes, and then it came up with true.
But surely the issue with the polygraph, I've realised this isn't the main issue here, but the issue with the polygraph is that if you believe something to be true, it will come up as true.
Possibly, yes. Because it's to do with your blood pressure and your heart rate and things like that. So you can trick polygraphs. And this is why so many people are so skeptical about it.
I've watched enough like crime and spy shows to know that. I don't think I could do it myself. But I know that like if you believe something to be true, it will come out as true more often than not. What kind of things has this Noah been saying? I said this Noah like it's really accusatory.
What is this Noah boy?
This Noah? What does he think he's talking about? What kind of things has Noah been saying we have to look forward to in the future?
Well, he has a variety of news. He says, basically, American political news, Trump's going to be re-elected. Sorry, everybody.
I think we can all agree. Oh, that's a relief, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was so worried he was going to go after this term.
I only have
finished
one term in office, only 4 years. But no, another four. And then the weird thing that he... Well, one of the weird
the
things...
Weird thing.
The weird thing in air quotes is he says he wouldn't reveal who was after Trump because apparently they do something really bad, which considering the horror show American politics has been for the last like year and a bit, I'm intrigued to see what this guy will do.
Yeah, this is the thing, because I was watching... Abby very kindly sent me the link to this news story, so I'm like, I can do some prep. But I was watching the video of him being interviewed by two radio DJs in Australia.
Which is... And I've got a lot of questions why it's an Australian radio show that got that privilege, and not Extra Extra, who clearly should have been given...
Can you imagine... I would love extra scoop.
We've got extra microphones. He is very welcome, Noah, to come on the show and just have a chat.
We extend the invite to the year 2030 and to any other time travellers who may be listening. But they were saying that the reason he won't say anything about the president who comes after Trump, who does something so spectacularly bad, is apparently that's someone who's currently a politician in the news.
Which I'm so, like... Who's in the news? Practically everybody. So
there is a theory,
wild
though.
Wild speculation, everybody.
There is a theory, though, that, and again, this isn't news or comedy, so very much outside our remit, but there is a theory that Mike Pence, who would replace Donald Trump as president if anything happened to Trump, we can but hope, he would be so much... His policies are so much worse than Trump's.
Yeah, He's much more a career politician as well. So he, whereas Donald Trump, although he's awful, he has no idea how government works.
Yeah, because there is this idea that actually Pence is doing everything anyway and Trump's just the figurehead. So we've got a lot to look forward to in America, but there was good news.
There was some good news. He says that MLK's granddaughter...
Martin Luther King Jr., not the German guy.
No, different people. That would be a lot of greats involved if it was the German guy.
Or just time travel from the other way.
Maybe. Oh, he just is like, hey, I want to...
Is that even Martin Luther King? It was Martin Luther. The joke doesn't even work. Okay. I'm so sorry, particularly to my mum, who I know will have reacted really badly to that.
We apologise. Profusely, but there's a new law passed.
The real Martin Luther King,
time traveler or the clone one that we have.
Martin Luther King Jr., the African American rights activist.
Yes,
his granddaughter.
Yes,
is apparently set to be president after this unnamed figure.
They introduce a new law so that she's going to be 21 by Noah's timeline.
It's 2030, isn't it?
Yeah, they're going to introduce a new law that means you can be president from when you're 21, because 35 is the current limit, which means that JFK, John F. Kennedy, was the youngest. He was 41, I think,
43.
When he became president. 43.
Literally only know that because I was reading through the article you sent me earlier today.
So yeah,
I know stuff.
There we go. And so that's exciting. However, there are some holes in his story. I know.
Really?
Shocking.
Really?
Shocking.
The time travel story. There's some holes in that story. Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
In another interview, he says someone called Ilana Remike will be the president and will be the next president in a previous statement. So something's not adding up. But there are some other non-political predictions. Bitcoin is going to get bigger. But we will still use paper money, so hang on to your fivers, everybody. Don't invest it all. Global warming more of a problem. I think anyone could predict that, though.
Apart from Donald Trump. Satire.
Ooh. Good news for Elon Musk, our busy mate.
Oh, love He's, Elon Musk.
We're going to get to Mars by 2028. Which is what he's gunning for. So clearly something works out for him. Time travel will be made public, obviously.
Really?
How we got
That's
here.
Handy.
And then in 2021, an electric car will travel on a single charge 600 miles, which is a real long way. So global warming is going to get worse, but we're going to be trying to fix it like with ineffectual things. We're gonna definitely bolt the door after the horse has bolted. Yeah, so those are some of Noah's predictions.
Obviously, it's all very unlikely. I don't want to say it's nonsense in case it turns out to be true.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it all comes true, we're going to have to go find this Noah guy and be like, hey, so you're right. But surely...
It's just, you know what I doubt the most? The fact that he hasn't mentioned Extra Extra as the world's news source.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, guys. Try and keep it predictable, at least.
What I want to know is Noah going to time travel back? Is he going to relive all
of this? Or is it just a one-way trip?
That's the thing.
At the very least, there's a movie in this.
I'd be surprised if there wasn't already a Hollywood one. If not, we will make it. Noah?
Extra Extra.
The
movie.
Can you imagine? It starts with us in the studio and then a time traveller appears.
We're the only people who can help him and who will believe him because he's heard this episode where we say we don't want to dismiss it straight away. And so he travels to us.
And he's like, I need your help. You looked at me like, really?
I feel like I really want that to happen. It's not going to happen, but I really want it
We're
to happen.
We're going to keep pausing at random points in the episode just in case.
There's always a blooper, for want of a better word, after the end music. I like the idea of this week's post-credit scene being this guy randomly appearing from 2030.
And then being like, oh, sorry, wrong spot. And then disappears again. We're like, no, come back.
He's like, are you the BBC? And we go, no, we're URN. He goes, oh, sorry. No, come back. We'll help you. We own Hi-Viz.
He's like, well, now that you've said that, of course I'll trust you. Hi-Viz is now currency where I come from.
Yeah, those predictions that Noah guy made about Bitcoin, way off. Hi-Viz. Yeah, so time travel may be possible. Who knows?
Some guy called Noah, apparently.
I mean, I think we can all establish it probably isn't. But you have until the end of the episode to change my mind on that. We can establish that this is a pretty ridiculous news story. But speaking of which, what other bonkers events have been going on that... Well, I don't know, to be honest, I'm not even going to ask a question. Abby just wants to talk about the Winter Olympics.
I do. We've got some excellent stories coming out of the Winter Olympics.
I haven't
again this
seen
week.
Any Winter Olympics since it began. So I'm like, I've no idea.
Well, you may be interested to learn about the 17-year-old who slept in late, swore on TV, and still won gold for the USA. This is the men's slopestyle snowboarding. He's called Red Gerard, which is very American. He's only 17, from Colorado, and he stayed up late the night before his event in the most, like, teenager style possible.
You sounded watching... so motherly then. You were like,
just Red, some rest.
Red Gerard, it's a competition night.
Who is in control of these 17-year-olds? He should have been in bed, I'm just saying, to his coaches, but he stayed up late watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which
Amazing.
Good on him. Fantastic show. He slept through his alarm, lost his ski jacket, so he borrowed his friend's, and then, yeah, just won the US's first gold of the games. And then he was surprised by this news, considering the morning and evening he'd had, swore on TV, and yeah, it was just amazing.
I have a question. As, like, designated sports correspondent,
because that's clearly my area of expertise,
news sourcer and sports. Did you say it was the slope style snowboarding
yes.
event?
Yes, all... I know you may assume all snowboarding is slopestyle. Yeah. I think some snowboarding...
That's my issue with this, Abby, because if it's a flat snowboarding event, they're not moving. That's a standing still on a snowboard. That is a balancing event.
Some snowboarding happens on something called a half pipe, which is a bit like the skateboarding bowls that you have.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, because I'm so familiar with skateboarding. That's very me.
Very cool. Some of it's on a thing called a half pipe, and this is on the actual, like, ski slopes. But obviously not skiing, snowboarding. It's the only second time this event has happened. So Red really, really, he's in his heyday. The other event... 17-year-old Chloe Kim, she was caught tweeting while competing, and she still won gold as well.
I'm seeing the pattern here.
Yeah.
Just tweet and...
Be 17. Do the be most 17. Millennial...
So like you're 21 years. Sorry, mate, you ain't got a chance here.
Be the most millennial you can be. She tweeted that she could really use some ice cream right now. Someone tweeted back at her, aren't
she's
you competing?
She's at the Winter Olympics.
Exactly.
There's snow everywhere.
I don't know how that would work. Just open her mouth and just like flick some into her. She tweeted out, could really use some ice cream right now. Someone tweeted back to her, aren't you competing right now? And she was like, yeah, kind of. And then just went on to win.
Yeah, but clearly she wasn't like, what event was she doing?
I think she was also doing a snowboarding event.
Clearly she wasn't like on the snowboard, like out on the snow as she was tweeting. What?
Yeah.
What? So she was like spinning in the air and tweeting.
I don't think she was doing the spinning bit, but she was actually snowboarding at the time.
She was in her, like.
I think she was on her event. I think she was doing her event. And she was just like, also like, yeah, just going to send off a quick tweet. 17-year-olds, everybody.
What? I'm favourite new
Ella's
story
gone.
Of the week.
Would you like the...
Forget the time travelling. I want to be able to tweet and
snowboard
at the same time.
Chloe Kim, please get in touch. We'd love to learn.
Tweet us. I can't even talk and use my phone at the same time. That's what we've
never
established
mind.
Here.
Tweet.
I mean, I can't snowboard and I don't use Twitter, so I admit
you'd
that
have to be able to
that
like
particular
Facebook while
Facebook while paragliding.
Can you paraglide?
I've never tried.
You might as well give it a go. And then the cutest news story and the last one that I'm going to say from the Olympics is Finnish coach Antti Koskinen was caught knitting while at the top of the slopes. He is a coach. Finnish team, obviously, and his snowboarding and I think skiing people were stood next to him holding the wool for him. This is not the first time this has happened. This has happened 4 years ago as well, and there's some excellent photos that I recommend you go and find of him just knitting last year.
Maybe he's cold, he needs a scarf.
Well, they were asked why they were knitting. They were knitting last time for the Finnish Olympic team to wear scarves at the 2016 Rio Olympics. So that's what they were doing. This year all the teams got involved and they're all knitting a blanket for the presidential couple's newborn son. It was revealed in a tweet, and it's just really nice and lovely and just a nice little communal activity that we've got going on, and it's really sweet. And yeah, just a little bit happy news.
Okay, so I really appreciate, Abby, that you're trying to end on like a happy note. I love that.
Yeah.
We're now going to play U-turn.
Oh.
In which I'm going to give Abby a topic and she has to argue completely in favour of this topic. And then I'll say change and she has to do a complete U-turn and argue against it. So your topic today, Abby who tried to end the show on a really positive, lovely, heartwarming note.
Yeah.
Your topic is why the Finnish team shouldn't be knitting while competing.
Okay, would you...
Do you want a ding?
Ding.
Ding me. Ding me, please.
Ding me in. Okay, so the Finnish team should not be knitting while competing because they should be concentrating on their chosen sports. These are not easy sports by any means. They are, like, dangerous. They require high concentration. A man with knitting needles is gonna cause a whole host of havoc because everyone is going to get distracted and stop and start like tweeting pictures of the Finnish coach knitting, and suddenly no one is concentrating on the Olympics anymore. No one cares about any of the other events, and really he's just stealing the limelight from everyone else
that deserves it. I know that you're just going to let me keep talking.
I love the fact
and
that
you look so evil because I actually really love this story.
I know. This is the thing. I know you love this story so very much. This is like your favourite story of the week. It's so heartwarming. And I'm like, no, you can just sit there and you can argue against it.
There are a lot of...
Because I'm dead inside, Abby, and I'm spreading that cynicism.
Also, it's really difficult to knit with gloves on, probably, and his hands are going to be so cold. His hands are going to be so cold. He's on, like, ski slopes all day.
Change.
It's really sweet.
Change.
Oh, it's not sweet at all.
We'll end it there. That was such a... I mean, that was the perfect U-turn. It's so sweet.
It's not sweet. So upset about this.
Well, I mean, thank you for putting up with me, mainly, there, Abby. But more importantly, thanks to you for listening to this madness. Hopefully, we have provided some insight into the news of the week. And we'll, of course, be back next Wednesday, bringing you more of the news in a slightly more unorthodox way. This has been Extra Extra. I've been Ella Vadrinska. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Can we just take a second to, like, just in case anyone is going to appear, they'll do it in 3, 2, 1. Well, that was disappointing. Yeah.